If it is too difficult or tense for you to talk face to face, then do so over the phone. Make an agreement to stick only to the issues that are going on with the children. Try to be objective rather than always attempt to get your own way. Compromise is very important when you are divorced and dealing with issues that concern your children together. Some couples find that notes are easier for them than talking in person over the phone. Again, though, you need to take your children out of the equation. Don't make them responsible for passing the notes back and forth. With written communication, a person can think before they respond, and that can help prevent emotions from dictating the conversations you are attempting to have about your children. It won't always be easy to maintain good communication with your ex-spouse. In fact, that is one of the most common reasons why people end up fighting for divorce in the first place. Yet, you do want to make a sincere effort to try. The future of your children is too important for you not to attempt to make this work for you. Sometimes, it can help if you attend a class with your ex-spouse. It can help you to understand the importance of good communication after the divorce. You can also learn effective techniques to use so you don't slip into the old behaviors. It can take some time to make this work, but don't give up on it. Your children will certainly appreciate all of the effort to be a decent parent towards the other. It is a very important lesson that you can teach them by example, showing them that you still respect their other parent and include them in important decisions shows that you really care about their well-being.